From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hollywood is consumed with the writer's strike right now, but even when it's resolved, the television networks will still have their troubles. The audience is shrinking, and the traditional model for making money is breaking down. And as NPR's Kim Masters reports, it's become very, very expensive to make one of the signature products of a big network, the hour-long primetime drama.
On Sunday night, Fox is taking a big, action-packed roll of the dice. The new show, Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Nothing matters anymore. Only the boy. The future's ours. And it begins now.
It's the familiar Terminator concept. Mom struggles to save her child from grim, time-traveling cyborgs.
29 Baker, take one.
Guys, hit the ledge every now and then with your flashlights. That would be good. Thank you, guys. Here we go. Rolling sound.
In the Los Angeles park on a Friday afternoon, 19-year-old Thomas Decker, who plays young John Connor, waits to shoot a scene. The size of the crew would seem more worthy of a big film than a single television episode. The magnitude of the operation impresses even Decker, who's been acting since he was 5 and has credits ranging from Seinfeld to Heroes.
The budget on this show is definitely, for everything, is massive. I mean, it's huge. It's a very expensive show.
All the networks are caught up in pursuit of a costly, effects-packed hit. That's because of the success of shows like Lost and Heroes, says James Hibbard, a writer with TV Week.
They keep setting the bar higher for what viewers expect.
Bigger special effects are only part of the equation. There's the skyrocketing price of talent, actors, writers, producers. Mark Graboff is co-chairman of NBC Entertainment. He says it now costs about $4 million to make one episode of an hour-long drama. Sitcoms have gotten more expensive, too, and that's transformed primetime. 10 years ago, Graboff says NBC could pack its schedule with scripted programs.
Can't do that anymore. No network can do that. I don't care what anybody tells you. Just can't do it anymore.
Because as costs are rising, the audience is shrinking, lured away to the internet. Hits are more elusive than ever. Already this season, the networks have failed with a number of new big-ticket programs. CBS canceled Viva Laughlin after one airing. ABC has had only modest success with Pushing Daisies, and NBC struck out with Bionic Woman. Mark Graboff says something must change.
We got to keep our programming costs under check, or else we're out of business.
Networks are looking for ways to save, on shooting pilots, for one thing. For many years, each one has made 20 to 30 each season. They keep getting more expensive, and still, most never even get on the air.
Maybe you, instead of going to pilot, you order 6 scripts. And you read the show, and you go, okay, they have a show here. You go write the series. You save yourselves a lot of money.
Of course, approving a show without ever seeing what it looks like is risky, too. But NBC has done it with one upcoming series. The philanthropist is from an established player, Tom Fontana, who produced Homicide, Life on the Street. Another way to save, of course, is cheaper shows. NBC has ordered a block of programming modeled on shows like the History Channel's Ice Road Truckers, people doing tough jobs in extreme conditions. That kind of program might not draw a big audience, but Graboff says the price is right.
If we can get shows for under $500,000 an hour, the bar is much lower for what the ratings need to be. You can get closer to cable ratings.
Still, Graboff says NBC can't swear off big, pricey dramas entirely.
They're bigger bets, but you got to take them from time to time to consider yourself a broadcast network. You still have to do things like that.
Graboff says the network will try to offer just enough of the high-priced stuff to hold on to some brand identity, to distinguish NBC from a cable channel.
We care deeply about the image of NBC and the brand of NBC such as it is, but we also understand the economic realities are different now than they've ever been.
NBC is contemplating other cost-cutting changes, questioning, for example, whether it has to shell out millions at the upfronts, an annual event in New York during which the networks woo advertisers with lavish parties. It's not clear how far the networks will go in breaking with tradition. What is clear is that resolving the writer's strike doesn't mean the networks can go back to business as usual. NBC's Mark Graboff.
In a world that's on demand, where people watch what they want, where they want, how they want, and when they want, okay, then what is NBC? What is any network?
And to a network executive, that question is just about as scary as cyborgs from the future. Kim Masters, NPR News.